Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, world? It's your boy, Pretty Tony, in the building. What's happening? Another week, can a player play up in here doing what we do best, you know what I'm saying? We're going to kick the show off with a little something like this. Can a player play back in the building, coming through live as we do 2:30 every Sunday. You know what I mean? Cat Daddy, you with me, baby? K Diddy, where you at, brother?
I'm in the building, just checking out the scenery, trying to see if I can see out.
Okay. Mr. Reg, where you at?
Right here, big dog.
All right, Lady Joy. Hold on. I'm trying to find Lady Joy here with us. Hold on. You know what I mean? Hold on.
Ever you are.
Hello. Anyway, this week we're discussing nightclub etiquette once again. Lady Joy,
yeah.
Lady Joy. Is that you, baby?
That's me.
Okay. I am so sorry. That's my fault over here tripping with this switchboard. But last week you gave me a call after the show because the show was jumping off so tough and you didn't get a chance to express some thoughts. And I'm like, man, we got too off into the whole drinking scenario. But, you know, we can talk about nightclubs for a whole lot more. But Lady Joy, I'm going to let you lead it off this week. Tell the good folks what's on your mind.
Well, as far as some ladies that come up in there, a couple of weeks ago I was hosting, and they came. I was, you know, we do a live remote, and I was looking on the dance floor, and I saw these girls up in there with flip-flops on. Now, I know they didn't come in there like that because we don't allow, you know, we have a dress code, but they had to bring them with them. And I'm like, now how ghetto is that? So I didn't want to put them on blast, but I, after they got done dancing, I kind of took them over to the side. I'm like, ladies, no. You know, you want to be ghetto, go to a hole in the wall. It's not happening up in here. Now you know better. And they were receptive, but I mean, like, I shouldn't even have to go there. You grown, you know where you at. Come on. If the shoes don't fit, don't wear them. You know, you can't break new shoes in on the dance floor.
Hiding your flip-flops in your purse is ghetto, lady.
Yes.
Even if you do got big feet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The discussion got so interesting last week because we were just delving into it because, you know, we've all participated in the nightlife and we've seen the ins and the outs of it. But, you know, you were talking about the flip-flops part of it, but there's also another part of that that I want to address, and this is going out to the ladies. You know, the ladies say they're there to have a good time, but when you dress provocatively and, you know, you got too much cleavage showing and a little bit, probably got the songs, you know, printed out and all. What do you, how do you expect a man to act when he's a visual being? You know what I mean? When a man seeing cleavage, how can I talk to your face when your cleavage is just right there, all up in my grill? That's all Pretty Tony saying. And you know what I mean? You probably wearing something real seductive, but then you want to get angry at me. So my question this week is: when you dress that provocatively, when you dress that seductively, and you come out to the nightclub, how can you expect me not to look and react? And then you get mad, like, look up here. If you didn't want me looking at them, why are they sitting there?
Can I answer that?
Because I can't hide them.
Please. Say that again. Say that again.
Because I can't hide them.
Thank you. So, Lady Joy, you want to address that?
Yeah, I want to address that. Okay, first of all, yeah, women do come into the club dressed provocatively, you know, for the attention and stuff. But you don't have to, like, just jump down in the cleavage because it's there. I mean,
okay.
Like, no.
Let me finish.
Okay, you can be a gentleman about it. Oh, yeah, that's where your eyes are going to go. I admit that. Okay, but you can still be a gentleman about it. I mean, unless she grabs you by the back of the head and just pushes your head up in the chest, you know, you don't have to be like, baby. I mean, like, talk to her. Yeah, your eyes are going to go there. I understand that. But
oh, my
goodness. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you know, that's the most shit that you try to set somebody up with, first of all. Like Pretty Tony said, if y'all don't want a man to see that shit, don't be advertising it like that.
But we might want to see it, but that doesn't mean that you have to act like a Neanderthal just because they're there.
But men are visual beings, though, Lady Joy. We are visual beings.
It.
If the catchers are right there.
Well, some of that stuff, first of all, we don't even want to see. But when you put it out there like that, we almost don't have no choice. It's almost like, she really don't got on that shit, do she? Did she really leave out of the house with that on? That's really what that is. See, so all the time you get attention is not the attention that you guys want. Let's
exactly, and you don't always have to give it there. You know, I mean, what, you can't control yourself?
Oh, it is control when you're like, what the hell is that shit she got on? That's control when we don't say it out loud.
Yeah, but then there's some of you that just be all up in there like swimwear. You know what I'm saying?
Lady Joy. Lady Joy. Lady Joy.
Yes.
Can I say something? Go ahead, Red. Say something.
Brothers come to the club for a little physical. They want some female company. So it's like going to a restaurant to get something to eat. And the waiter puts a steak in front of you and says, well, be a gentleman, don't touch it. It's like, I came here because I was hungry. So you come to meet a woman, and they want to start hanging out, but don't touch it. That's what I came for, but don't touch it. What is that? Don't look at it. You got a mirror. You know what you did.
Yeah, but just...
Hey, Red, now check this out, too. And the first time, we don't look at him and give him that attention. Oh, that guy must be gay.
Yeah, nice American, you didn't look
we
at
can't
him.
Win.
Y'all keep us confused.
So, Lady Joy, we got you. Lady Joy, we got you on the hot seat today because you're representing for the ladies right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got my girls. They're going to be calling in and being all up in y'all's. Okay.
But hold on. I just want to say this, though, Lady Joy.
Yes.
If the Tatas are sitting there and they speaking to me, and by the way, you talking about if a woman has grabbed me and shoved my head down in her tits and y'all be doing that hug, knowing that y'all got them pillowcases in front of you,
way,
and you give me that hug and put my head on your chest, like, come here, nice to see you.
Not to react.
Or your arm and your elbow. Go ahead,
turn
no, I'm going to tell you something. You guys just want to be, you just want to hug just so you can feel them, period. You know, you don't even have to have cleavage showing.
Okay, that's true. We admit that. Ain't nobody up here denying that, but we talking about right now that provocative dress with the cleavage just like Badal. If the cleavage is like Badal.
Okay, well, if
how women come to the dress club dress provocatively, seductively, and how come, and the way men react. Call them up. They tripping.
Like what now? Repeat that again, please.
I don't know. I don't even know. Reg must have let somebody up there. Hold on. We got a caller who want to say something. Hello, 813, you're on.
Hey, now, what's up, my man? All right.
What's going on?
Hey, the leg is still on?
I'm here.
It's passion on the line, and what I was going to say is I agree with Joy. Just because a woman comes out looking sexy or provocative, it doesn't mean that she wants to be.
Hold on. One moment, Passion. Whoever has that TV or that radio in the background, you got to lose it. Passion, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead.
I said when a woman comes to the club and she's looking sexy, provocative, whatever, all she's trying to do is get a little admiration. You know, she wants to be admired, but she doesn't want to be
grown.
You know, so, yeah.
Okay, can I say something, Lady Passion?
And admire it. Mm-hmm.
Lady Passion, you said she's coming for some admiration. I am admiring the cleavage. So what is the difference? What admiration are you? If you brought them, it's sort of like me coming to the club, you know what I mean, in some with somebody, you know them Prince pants with the booties cut out?
Yeah.
I'm coming for a certain reaction, ain't I, as a man, coming up in the club with two booty cheeks cut out, right?
Oh, that's
so now,
too visual.
Thank you. But I want to take it there. I'm up in this club, then I'm going to be mad because people are like, what y'all looking at? We're looking at you fool with the leather pants and the booty cheeks cut out. That's
now,
what we're looking
look,
at.
But don't catch.
So.
That's scary to think about. Why
are you? Oh, that's a scary sight right there.
Okay.
Sometimes when men be looking at the cleavage, it don't mean that they want to text. They just looking.
Okay. It's nothing wrong with that. But you got the guys that are up in the club that just want to just jump down in the cleavage and stuff. Come on.
What's up with that? That is rude. I admit that, but
yeah. So when you get tased or get punched out, you know, don't get mad.
So, Lady Joy.
Yes.
I got you on the hot seat today. It's all about you. You on the hot seat today because you know you're always calling us knuckleheads and slapping us all upside the head.
Yeah, because you need it.
Yes, well, true. You see, I'm man enough to admit it. We need to be brought in line sometime. We get out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to know, when you're putting that dress on and you're looking and you see how they just sitting up, like, hello, you know men are going to give you a certain reaction. Now, touching you inappropriately is wrong. I completely agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But how are you going to get angry? What my true question is, how are you going to get mad at me if I'm talking to you? My head is just looking at them. They're looking at me.
Okay, well, first of all, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to get mad, because if you're not touching me inappropriately or saying something stupid where I have to pimp slap you, I mean, you can look all you want to, but me personally, I'm not going to get mad. Like Passion said, women dress a certain way to get attention, you know, to show off what they got. You know, and we know that the men are going to look. Okay, no big deal. Just so long as you don't act a fool, so be it. I mean, what? I mean, like, you see a woman in there just in provocatively showing a little cleavage. You know, I ain't going to show no thongs because, no. But
oh, that was
I
next
might...
on my agenda.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, like, come on. It's no big deal. But if you're going to be up there and act a fool because you can't control yourself because you're seeing some cleavage, you don't need to be all up in there, because cleavage is all over the place, from front to back, side to side. So if you can't control yourself, get your monkey ass out.
Okay. Lady Passion, where you at? Lady Passion, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still on the line.
Okay. And, you know, do you agree with all that, or you wanted to add something to that?
No, absolutely. I agree with her. Yeah. It's okay to look and admire something that, you know, attracts your attention or that you, you know, think is, you know, nice looking or whatever. It's just when you, you know, take it out of proportion, you know.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I mean, we dress to impress. That's when I'm hosting a club, when I'm on the radio and I tell them, come into the club dressed to impress. And that's what you do. I mean, like, so you're looking. That's the idea. Look.
All right.
But don't be touching.
Okay.
Otherwise, you draw back a nub, you know?
So when y'all go out with the breasts is saluting, y'all impressing people.
Obviously. Okay,
oh, no.
Obviously, because you're looking.
So how much time is the appropriate look? Is it like a millisecond? Is it like 3 seconds? Is 5 seconds too long? I mean, what's the etiquette?
I mean, like, man, if you can't, you know, be a man about yours and hold a conversation with a woman and not look at her eyes from time to time, and you just steadily looking at her chest, you're a fool.
Okay, hold on, Lady Joyce. 481, call a 481, you're on. You want to say something?
Yeah, I want to say something, damn it. Joe, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to roll up to you, and I'm going to say, I'm just going to look. You have a magnificent rack. Do you mind if I admire them for a few moments so that I can focus on your eyes for the rest of this conversation?
Well, first of all, I'm going to shut the conversation down, because you're going to come at me with something, saying something stupid like that. I'll be like, talk to the hand, buckethead. Okay?
Let's see what that is.
Oh. I. You feel me? And I don't mean that literally.
Okay, Diddy, you wanted to say something. I see you got your hand up. You wanted to say something, brother?
No, it was always up, though. She can get a pass on that one. I was just waiting for Reg to respond.
Yeah, Reg, where you at?
Because that was silly. What you said was silly. I think I would say something silly, too.
Oh, okay.
Well, like I said, talk to the hand and to the back of my head. See ya.
What
don't want to be ya.
Yeah. Thank you. I didn't have to buy you a drink if you're worried about parking at your table, either.
I don't need for you to buy me a drink. I buy my own drink, especially if you're going to come at me with saying something stupid like that.
I have the drink
that you bought me in my hand. You might be wearing it, okay, so you'll get it back.
That's right, because everybody in the club knows that you see them breasts you got. Don't look at them, because you see how you act if you look at them.
Uh-huh. You're
going to have a blind boyfriend.
Okay.
You know what?
Look at these eyes.
All right, now I got to
put
this out there.
Who let you out of your cage?
Hold on. We got to put this out there. You know what I mean? Once again, your list of kind of player play. The call in number is 646-929-2870. This is Nightclub Etiquette Part 2. Last week, the conversation got so deep that we had to do it, you know what I mean? So nice, we had to do it twice. Lady Joy up in here representing K. Diddy, Reg, and Pretty Tone up in here asking the question that the fellas want to ask because, you know, everything we do, we wrong. Everything we do, we wrong. You know what I mean? Lady Joy up in here talking about, you know, if the breast's telling me hello, I can't say hello back for too long. How long is too long? They're there. You know what I mean?
A quick hello. That's all you need to do. You ain't got to hold a conversation with them.
On the real tip, she's going to judge how much of a gentleman you are.
Exactly.
How much you can ignore those big banana, big coconuts you put in your face. If you can ignore them and have a conversation, that means you're good. That's what you
Rich, think. First of all, if you're talking to somebody that got breasts that shape like bananas, I'd run.
Hey, Joy. Joy.
Yeah.
No, that was a good one. That was a good one. I like that, Joy. I like that. Hey, Reg. By the way, brother, we got an email from somebody that's still caught in this whole fluffy, delicious thing. And I sent an email back saying I'm going to let Reg clarify that once again so we can move on from fluffy, delicious. So, Reg, my brother, it's on you. Tell the good people about fluffy, delicious.
Yeah.
And the question was the definition of fluffy, delicious?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, there's a thing called transformational vocabulary, okay? And that means...
Oh, that was some deep shit right there.
Yeah, let me get my knee boots on for that one there.
You know, I mean, I'm silly with Joy because what she said was silly, but let's get serious.
Say what now?
Transformational vocabulary. I mean, it's a real concept, and the hook is this. Like, for example, my sister is a big body woman, and...
Full body, not big body.
Big body, full body, fluffy, delicious. That's my point. Transformation of vocabulary, see? Fluffy, delicious sound better than big body or full body. You know,
full figure.
That sounds like something you want to deal with. Why do you keep telling me what I'm going to call it?
Because if you come up to some woman and talk about she's fluffy, delicious, she might pimp slap you into next week.
Actually, we had somebody email and say, that sounds juicy. Wonder what that is. Fluffy delicious.
Probably some dude.
Well, listen, it's like, you know, my little sister, somebody said she was fat. She said, well, I might be fat, but I'm fine fat. Fluffy delicious. If you come from L.A., you know what I'm talking about. There's some big girls out there, fine as a government check. They're big. They're fluffy delicious. So as opposed to being big body, full body, or something like that that's generic and nondescript, how about something that definitely sounds interesting and fun. You have a chocolate fluffy delicious, any flavor you desire.
Okay.
So let me get this clear, Rez. I want to make sure. So when you're referring to fluffy delicious, you wasn't talking about the woman's private parts. You were talking about a woman in general.
I didn't say that either.
Well, we're trying to clarify it. You said it's a plump female.
You ever go to the dictionary, it has, like, definition one, definition two.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right,
hey, so. Reg, I would tell you something. You're deep, boy. Like my man K. Diddy said, that was good.
Do it the first time, it tells you you are now in queue.
You know what I mean? I see people around here jumping in. Welcome, everybody. We're so glad to
Let's
have
you. Let's get back to the nightclub etiquette.
Okay, you wanted to say something
because I don't know how to act.
No, y'all don't, because the next question I had to put out there was about the thongs. You know what I mean? When you come up in there with the thongs sitting up your butt crack and it's highly visible, or you have on a dress so tight that a brother can't see it, do you not expect a brother's imagination to wander? What's up
well,
under that
imagine
dress?
Imagine all day long, just so long as he ain't trying to pop that thong. Okay.
Why don't
okay.
you just let the brother look? Why don't y'all just be nice and say, I'm coming to the club, I can look, and yeah, I will sit in your face, and we're going to have a conversation, and you can look as much as you want. And if you look at my eyes every now and again, that's cool, because I know what you want to look at. That's why I brought it.
Thank
I ain't got a problem
there
with
that.
There
go the real. There go the real, Reg. When you put on that dress that hug you so tight that, you know, you can see the nipples poking through your bra, or you don't have a bra on, and you got your thongs on, and you came up to the nightclub, You're not expecting me to be a gentleman. You're expecting me to give you the attention that you're probably not getting at home because your boyfriend or your girlfriend done pissed you off, or you need a little booster. You know, women don't say stuff like that. A lot of times when y'all get dressed coming out looking like that, y'all need a little, you know what I mean? Y'all need a little boost. That's why y'all come up in the club to get that attention like, yeah, I still got it. Look at him. Yeah.
Okay, and your point is?
Thank you. So when I give you this, when I give it to you, why are you acting like, uh-uh?
It depends on how you give it, bruh. Okay.
So there is some preconceived notion of how I'm supposed to give my attention when your nipple's poking out looking at me and your thong saying, come take me off.
Wait a minute. You could walk up under air conditioning and your nipples get hard. What? Okay. Yours do, mine do, everybody else's do. And that, you know.
So if the brother walks up and said, man, baby, you are wearing that dress, and can I just sit and admire the view for a moment?
Okay. I see nothing wrong with that. But, baby, can I just pop that thing? No.
Does he have to look at your eyes after that point, or can he admire the view?
He can admire the view when I'm walking away.
Hey, Joy, you on one today. What you mean when you walking away? I'm giving you the attention that you came out for.
Okay, you can give me the attention. You can look me from head to toe, okay? But it's all in the conversation. If you come in stupid, you're going to get rejected, okay? If you say something off the wall, you ain't got
that's
nothing
fair.
Coming, but, you know, like, see ya, don't want to be ya, you know?
That's a fair response.
Exactly.
Well, let's get in your business. Now, I know that you have been in a relationship in your life before. What has worked on you, Miss?
What has worked on me?
Yeah.
When a guy comes correct, okay, if you're paying me a compliment because I'm wearing something that attracted you or you thought looked nice, first of all, I'm not going to go out there, you know, with my dress cut down to my navel and slits up to my armpits. I'm not going to go out like that. But, you know, I wear form-fitting clothes. You know, I host nightclubs, so, you know, I come dressed apart. When I say just to impress, I got to do it too. And I get compliments, you know. I get a walking asshole with ears from time to time saying something stupid, and I just, you know, just like, you know, get out my face before I tase your ass or whatever, you know. Huh?
Such violence.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a violent world.
What have they said specifically? What did you
As far as a compliment or as far as saying something stupid?
Something stupid. Let's go with something stupid first.
Okay. I've had guys tell me, baby, you look so good. I just want to jump down in that dress with you. I'm like, nigga, please. Get up out of my face before I call security on your ass. You know, something stupid like that. I ain't having it.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. All right.
But,
so
you know, I've had guys that have, you know, and I know that they're looking me up and down when I'm walking towards them, and when I walk past them, they still looking. You know, if they don't say anything, that's fine. If they pay me a compliment, that's even better.
And
but
you know
ain't
got
to come like a fool, you know, just because somebody is wearing something that attracts you.
All right, now, Joy. Joy. Because I know K. Diddy about to say something silly, so I'm trying to step in here and say something. Because he got that laugh.
Yep,
but,
okay, I hear it coming.
But, you know, in a real way, though. You know what I mean? Because we're talking and we're adults here, right? We're keeping it real, right?
Right.
All right. Now, there are women who you give a very nice compliment to, and they still act a fool on you. And that's why sometimes brothers act the ass. That has happened on more than one occasion because I've seen it. You're doing nothing but passing a compliment, and, you know, your compliment gets slapped down as though, you know what I mean? Why are you speaking to me? I thought we were in a social environment.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
It would depend on what you're saying. And it might be one of those, you know, it could be like a hood rat that you're talking to.
She might take it,
you know, the wrong way. Or it depends on what you say. It could be any woman. You know, if you thinking that you're saying something appropriate and it might and she knocks you down, you know, obviously, you ain't coming correctly.
Wrong. You see, I was waiting for you to say that. I was waiting for you to say that. Why can't be that she's in a bad mood because somebody else done pissed her off? It may not have nothing to do with me. Her husband, her boyfriend, the brother that was supposed to meet her at the club didn't show up, but she brought that attitude and just slapped me in the face with it. Then
well,
the next
happened.
Female, okay, now, but then the next female go by, I'm like, man, I'm going to be an asshole anyway since I'm trying to, you know, that saying nice guys come last. You know what I mean? You up in there trying to be a gentleman and she acting the ass anyway.
Okay, well, first of all, you're wrong about that one. When the next, when you said the next one come along, you can't judge that next one by what this one just said to you.
Okay, let me ask a question, please.
Okay, hold on a minute.
You know,
hello.
Because on the serious tip, hello. Okay, look,
we have somebody else on the line that want to say something too.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Because on a serious tip, Joy, you know, you're a very intelligent, articulate lady. You obviously got a lot going for you, and if you walk into the club and somebody saw you, they would see that. And they would want to come up and say something nice to you. You also are, you know, fully equipped. So what would be something that you would consider appropriate? How would a brother, give us some etiquette tips. How should a brother approach you?
Okay, first of all, he could come and speak. And how are you doing this evening? You look very nice. And introduce himself and ask me my name, which you would probably already know since I'm hosting or whatever the case may be. You know, just come correct. You know, like that. You know, just introduce yourself. Pay me a nice compliment. Wow, you look very nice tonight. Can I ask you your name? You know, something to, you know, you ain't got to be corny like that, but just come correct. You ain't got to be, hey, baby, I'd like to do you right here on the dance floor.
Hey. K. Diddy, I hear you chuckling in the background. Go on and get it off your chest. What is it?
I just wanted to know, is there a place where she can send guys out there that might be listening that have those rules so they'll be sure not to say nothing that would be considered as silly?
I mean, like, that's common sense. If you don't have no home training, you don't need to go nowhere.
You guys, let me ask a question. This is loyalty.
Well, hello. How are you?
I am great. I'm just listening to the whole dialogue, and I just wanted to know, when you gentlemen throw off all the time about being such visual characters, it reminds me of a cartoon. Let's get out of the cartoon characteristics of everything, and let's get into the real world. When women are dressed provocatively or seductively or whatever, they're looking for one or two things. 9 times out of 10, one, they're looking for a positive reaction. Now, it's maybe by one or two, but as long as she gets one positive reaction, then she feels that she has actually achieved what it was that she was trying to do.
Okay.
Two, three, four different gentlemen saying really nasty things. I'd love to do you on the dance floor, like Lady Joy was saying. I'd like to get in your dress with you. I'd like to do fluffy delicious or whatever. have you guys ever just thought about taking a step back before you even approached anybody?
Exactly.
Because dressed that way does not mean that they are looking for that kind of response.
The first of all, there's classy, there's sexy, and then there's trashy.
Okay, well, don't approach the trashy ones then.
Yeah, and I understand the different levels because as far as I'm concerned, if a gentleman walks up to me and tells me, you know, you look very nice this evening, of course, with everything in my body, I'm going to try and react in a very positive manner. Thank you very much. Thanks for the compliment or whatever have you. But when you have a gentleman that's walking up to you and the first thing they want to do is put their hands on you because you have your back out or your shoulders out, it's like, why do you have to do that? Can we just hold the conversation first? And you not just merit me just because of the fact that maybe, you know, my tiggo bitties are out there in your face and, you know, I'm just trying to do me. Why does it have to be all this other stuff?
Well, hold on. How exactly are you doing it? Because if the tiggo bitties is just out there saying hello to me, they've got to, even if I approach you as a gentleman, which, you know, by the way, I completely agree with, you know, you don't have to be an ass all the time because there's a statement that goes, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You can keep your mouth closed and be thought to be an idiot or open your mouth and confirm it.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
but I agree. I completely agree, ladies. You know what I mean? That you are deserving, even, you know, like K. Diddy put out there about the trashy ones, and they are, just like their brothers who are assholes and their brothers who are gentlemen. You know, it just depends on the flavor you're dealing with. But if your body is when you came, when you're putting, I've got to ask you this, when you're standing in that mirror and you're putting on that dress and your accessories and you're looking at yourself like, I am the shit right now. Yeah, you know what I mean? And you turn and do that look back that y'all like to do, like, yeah, look at that. Yeah, I still look good in this dress. I hear y'all chuckling. I'm keeping it real with you because I spent a lot of time with women. So this ain't no rookie talking.
Okay, and your point?
My point is this. When you get out there, after you do this and after you like, yes, and you get that I'm the shit walk, you know what I mean? And y'all do that walk, y'all know that strut like, yes, I'm here. What is it that a brother is not supposed to do?
Put
you're
his
there.
Hands on. Put his
no,
hands
we're not even
on.
Talking about the hands. No. That goes without question. Keep your damn hands to yourself.
That's
but
what first thing is the touch. Okay, that's my pet peeve is, why do you feel that you have to touch me in order to get my attention?
Or be insulting.
Or, yes, I came out here for a little bit of attention, but then you have to look at this too, Pretty Tony, and all the guys in the room. Sometimes women get dressed in front of a black mirror because they're out there something they don't need to be in the first place.
True that.
That's so true. That's so true. Hallelujah.
Thank you. So when you're saying that the women doing that little stance and saying, yeah, look at this, I got it going on, some women get dressed in the dark. Because when they come out and I even look for myself and say, you know, I'm going to give a person their props no matter what. But I'm like, she got dressed in the dark because she knows she shouldn't have that on. Or, you know, would you just get dressed in front of a black mirror?
Well, you know, a lot of people, perception becomes reality, and their mind doesn't convince them that everything hanging out that's not supposed to be hanging out is sexy. It's sort of like me. I'm a big dude. So when I dress to make sure that I got on something that suits me. While you got other big dudes who try to wear muscle T-shirts. Dude, you ain't got a six-pack. You're not on swole. You're a big dude. Muscle shirts are not for you.
They got a 48-pack.
Yeah, ain't know what I mean? So it's the same thing with the ladies. Perception is reality. She probably thinks she still looked like she did when she was 18. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we can agree to disagree. Because y'all are right. Y'all deserve y'all respect.
My question is, then how do you gentlemen speak to a woman that you know she doesn't look right in what she has on, even though in her mind,
a lot of times we don't say nothing. We just stand there and look, and then y'all misinterpret that look. But that look is, what the hell is that?
That is true. That is true. You got to misinterpret
in trouble because, see, it ain't that look that y'all think is that look. That's a look of amazement.
You don't get satisfaction critics. That's real.
You know what I mean?
Definitely not to criticize. Not
but right
not
here. Verbally. right here, we're going to take a quick little musical break, and we'll be right back.
Tell me how you love my body and how I make you feel, babe. You want to roll with me, you want to hold with me, you want to stay warm and get out of the cold with me. I just love to hear you say it. It makes a man feel good, baby. Tell me you depend on me. I need to hear it. I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? Baby, you're the perfect shape. Baby, you're the perfect way. Treat me like my birthday. I want it this way. I want it that way. I want it. Tell me you don't want me to stop. Tell me it would break your heart that you love me and all my dirty. You wanna roll with me. You wanna hold with me. You wanna make vows and get Norwegian world with me. I just love to hear you say it. It makes a man feel good, baby. I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? Cause you will tell me every morning. Ooh, all right, babe. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, darling. All right, right. I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? Ooh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, darling. All right.
Hello, your boy Pretty Tone back in the building. K. Diddy, where you at, brother?
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Welcome back, everybody, to Can a Player Play? We hope everybody's enjoying the show thus far. And the subject of the day is nightclub etiquette. We just got off with ladies trying to explain why they come into clubs wearing the most obnoxious stuff and want us to sit there and act like we don't see that stuff. Are you ladies in the house?
Yeah, the lady's definitely in the house, but if you're calling in, just press the number 1 if you got something you need to say, and hold on. 561, do your thing. Hold on. 561.
Oh, yeah. Pretty Tony, it's just loyalty.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just saying, you know, as we were closing out before you put the music on, women, you know, there are some things that we as women, we need to take responsibility for, and a lot has to start with the reactions that we are actually looking for when we go out into the nightclub and how we are dressed and how we present ourselves. We do have to take some responsibility for that. But then on the other hand, it's not only brothers, because it's just men in general, okay, so we can take it all the heat off the brothers. It's men in general. There are some things that you guys need to show as a respect thing. And then maybe the women might go back and look and say, well, you know, I got 10 pounds of bologna, and I don't need to be trying to stuff it in a 5-pound bag.
I like that. I like that. Hold on. Lady Joy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Am I right?
Oh, you're definitely right. You are so right. I got to agree because I've been in the nightclubs many times, and I'm looking at women. I'm like, oh, girlfriend, why? My eyes. My eyes.
At least you're keeping it real. You know what? Y'all just got my respect because y'all keeping it real. Go ahead, Joyce.
Oh, for sure. No, for sure. Loyalty, you are so right. There are women that come into the club. There is women going to the grocery store and wearing stuff that they have no business. I'm like, did you not look in the mirror before you left? Did somebody lie to you? No. You know, so yeah, you have to take responsibility for yourself, especially when you're grown and you have most of your wits about you. There's just some things that you just don't do.
Amen.
But now I've been in a club where I've seen men wearing stuff they shouldn't be wearing either. You know?
That's true.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's be fair. Let's talk about that because I'm the one that started that off. Like I said,
mm-hmm.
I'm a big brother. Big brothers, let me put this out there to cyber world. If you're a big dude, you have no business in skin-tight shirts.
Mm-mm.
It is not for you. You
or
clothes.
Or see-through shirts, and you got taco meat on your chest.
Are you throwing that at K. Diddy?
No. No. You got taco meat, K. Diddy?
No.
I mean, you know, take a look at that before you leave out the door, you know, because that is not sexy at all. That is not sexy.
Okay.
You know, they got those electric shavers. They got those fusion shavers. Shave that shit.
Lady Joy. Lord, are you there too? I want to ask you ladies this question because now we've gotten it. We want to be fair. On this show, we try to be fair. You know, we over here riding for the fellas. Tell me four things that you think are a big no-no for men, Lady Joy, coming to the nightclub and the way they dress. Come on, put it out there.
Okay. First of all, hair. Comb it or lose it. Okay?
See, you're trying to start some mess now.
No, I'm saying, you know, if you don't comb your hair, and please, the scary curls are out. They went out. Scary curls went out in the 80s, dude. Come on now. Okay? And we don't do the mullets anymore either. So it's like, you know, come on. And press your clothes. Iron.
Are we going to talk about women to be wearing wigs crooked too?
Let me finish.
Let Lady Joy finish.
Okay. Okay, and, you know, don't jump into a vat of aftershave, okay? And take gum with you, take some breath mint, okay? And don't come in there with no scuffed up shoes on. And and this one's here, no sagging pants and no tennis shoes. We've had to kick people out the club because, dude, this ain't no street corner. Beat it.
Don't it be dark in the clubs? How you see people's shoes?
Like I said, I saw women on the dance floor with flip-flops on. Now, how can I not see shoes?
Well, I'm talking about guys with scuffed shoes on. What you doing to see them shoes in the dark?
Well, see, you have to realize that a woman looks at a man from head to toe.
Exactly.
A man will only look at her body parts.
Mm-hmm.
See, women look at a man from head to toe. If his hair's not combed, that's a knot. That's a no-no. Second, then you're walking in with, like Lady Joy was saying, with taco meat on your chest and you got a sheer shirt on, or you have your shirt open, oh, my God, that's a turn-off too. But men think that that's their way of being sexy. That's just like the 10 pounds of bologna in the 5-pound bag. It's a no-no.
Tell me this. Why do women wear shoes and their big toe be hanging on the ground in the front?
Because they just have to talk about the size of the shoe that they should be wearing.
They're trying to match their outfit.
like they got a kickstand or something.
That's the same. That's the way that I can come back and ask them, why do men wear shoes that are ran over?
Okay.
Where are you running from?
Okay.
What are you running from? You're running in two different directions at the same time. But you want to sit up in my face and you want to hold a conversation that's going to actually get a nice response? Man, please. We're not going to go there. Please.
All right. Okay. We've let the ladies represent now. It's time for the fellas, my man. And I'm gonna tack on one more for the dudes out there too. Well, probably two more. You cats who be wearing the hair pieces, make sure y'all got them on right. And you older gentlemen who be using them hair sprays that you spray in the hair to, like, you know, cover the little spots that you make sure it's not dripping on your collar, please.
Or either, I have one more.
Go ahead.
If you decide to wear a suit, can you please make sure that the suit fits you?
Exactly.
And not like something that your grandfather gave you, and that's the only thing that you got left in the closet. And,
okay,
you know, electricity connects with an iron.
Exactly.
Hello? Even if you put your shirt in and it's
that.
Not iron, you already know. Your shirt wasn't iron when you put it on.
All right. Now, we're going to get to K. Diddy's question because he put it out there about these wigs, crooked to the side, and the wigs that, you know, you talking to her and the weave track just coming through to you or the stocking cap is showing. Oh, yeah. We're going to go there. You know what I mean? We fair on this show. You with me, K. Diddy?
I'm with you, babe.
Okay. You know what I mean? You got on the wig, but the stocking cap showing all the weave, you know, the tracks you can, you know, just sitting there looking at a brother, or the braids that you have not washed in maybe 3 months. There come a time to take them out. We're
and
fair on
the
show.
Let's talk about the toes with three or four different shades of polish, too.
There you go. There you go. These are all things that we have to address about being in the nightclub. When you're coming out to a social environment, bring your A game with you. And if you can't bring your A game, at least try to have
stay
a
home.
Minor. Or just stay home. You know what I mean? Or stay in a darker position. Oh, hold on. How can I forget this? A lot of y'all, men and women out there, if you got dry scalp or dandruff, when you go in the
Ooh.
Nightclub and the little light comes on, and you know, when you walked out the house, it didn't show, but in the nightclub, the lighting in there shows the flakes all over you.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, you got to
do something.
That's
the black light.
Yeah, that's the black light. Is that the name of it?
That's the black light. It shows all.
Yeah. You know what I mean? We got to do, you know, on both sides of the fence. So, you know, we ain't going to let the women just crush the fellas. We're putting it out there. And like the lady said, you know, putting the 5 pound, the 10 pound in the 5 pound bag. Baby, if you done had a couple kids and you got a few jelly rolls, you know, the back out is not for you no more. The back
the front
out
either.
Just, yeah, you know what I mean? You can find stuff that you can still be sexy in that's age and weight appropriate. And that is for both sides of the fence. Straight
exactly.
up, you know what I mean? Because you can be big and sexy. Straight up, you know what I mean? But, you know, still trying to dress like you're 18, 19 before you're 3 or 4 kids, you got to let it go. Seriously.
Yeah, it's not happening anymore.
You know what I mean? K. Diddy, I know you got something to add on or you done spoke your piece.
No, I'm hearing some truth come out now. Y'all being fair now.
I can't believe you don't have something crazy to say.
You know what I mean? But calling number, 646-929-2870. And if you want to speak, just press the number 1. We'll let you in here to get up on Can a Player Play. Today we kind of been letting Lady Joy stretch out a little bit because last week she got cut off and she had some issues she wanted to address. You know what I mean? And K. Diddy always got issues. Something wrong with that boy. I tried to tell you. You know, I have to put that out there as like a public service disclaimer. Please don't hold the rest of us accountable for the things that come out of that boy's mouth. He ain't all there.
Y'all just mad because I was about buying one drink and having company for 3 weeks and shit. Y'all
Hell no. See, that's another thing, too. Let's jump on
saying,
that issue.
I keep saying it's a recession.
I don't care. I don't care what your cheap ass. You think you can just buy a woman one drink and just go occupy her a whole night? Now, I got to admit, there's some out there that lets that happen. But for a lady that's about something, hell no. You know, take your cheap ass on. I buy my own damn drink. And you're not going to occupy my whole night. And don't think in 3 weeks, you
now,
are crazy.
Now, Joy. Now, Joy, I'm glad you said that. Because I'm one of them equal opportunity kind of guys. And why can't a brother walk up to a woman and say, can you buy me a drink? Why do y'all get so offended when a brother walks up, he got enough moxie to be like, you want to buy me a drink? Y'all do it to us.
Okay, and? I'm not going to buy a guy a drink that asked me to buy him a drink.
Why not?
I will ask him, hey, can I buy you a drink?
But it's 2009. Why can't I walk up and be like, would you like to buy me a drink?
Well, you got to hold some kind of conversation. You got to make me want to buy you a drink, okay?
And how come if a man buy you a drink, your girlfriend can't shut the hell up?
What are you talking about? Where do you go? Where do you be at?
You need to change your environment.
Okay.
You really need to change your environment.
Once again, I want to put this public service disclaimer out here. The opinions of K. Diddy do not reflect everybody's opinion on this show. He is his own person.
In his own world.
In his own world. You know what I mean?
But y'all don't want to tell the truth. I don't know why y'all won't tell the truth. Now, you know yourself, PT.
Yes, I do.
Last time you tried to walk across the room and buy a young lady a drink, some big old chick jumped up and wanted to knock you out because you was buying her girl a drink.
Thank you. But, you know, first of all, I'm not disagreeing with K. Diddy. I'm just saying it's his own opinion. He's not lying, but it is his own opinion. And bro, I'm not going to leave you hanging because you're right. There's always a cop blocker there running interception.
Not always.
Can I put in? This is passion. I was going to answer that because it's rude when you see two women sitting together. It's rude to offer one the drink and not the other because then you've made a choice. And that would make sense.
Of course you made a choice. You might not want to buy a bad gorilla one.
Then don't buy either one of the ladies a drink. They're children and they're there together. You will get
one. So one nice looking lady that you're attracted to can't get a drink because her girlfriend is a buffarella.
Yes, because she got offended. Because
you just you
just assaulted her because she's sitting there too. She might be thirsty. She might be thirstier than the one you asked. Of
that's exactly.
But we're not interested in her though. We're not interested
in her though.
If you
drink as your calling card, okay?
Exactly. And if you are a real gentleman, you'll offer
the drink as a calling card.
That's exactly why I don't go to clubs for that exact same reason. Because, see, now you're trying to tell a guy how he got to spend his money. I want to spend my money on what I want to spend it on. I don't want to buy no buffer with a drink. And if that means I ain't a gentleman, well, I guess I ain't
Hold on.
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
Okay, if you are in a club and you want to buy a lady a drink, okay, you might not know she's with someone, okay? Just be a gentleman about it. I mean, like, if the other woman gets offended, offer her one, too. I mean, it's not trying to tell you how to spend your money. It's about etiquette, okay? It's about being etiquette, okay? And like I said, where do you go?
Hold on, y'all. We got a caller that want to get in on that. Hold on. 714, you're on the air. What's good? 714. Hello? I guess they really didn't want to say nothing. Okay, well, we'll keep it moving then.
They're scared.
You know what I mean? Hold on. We'll get back to them in a moment. But K. Diddy got a point. K. Diddy got a point because y'all women know when you do buy both parties a drink, because this happens too. You've bought both parties a drink, then the friend that you had no interest in the first place is now pulling the other girl's hand by, come on, girl.
Well, yeah,
what the hell is that about?
Off of the general conversation, if you...
Go ahead,
well,
hello.
Oh, I was being asked a question by someone here in the room. Well, they want to know, if there's three women there and a man comes up to speak to one, why do the other two women take offense? And I was just explaining that when you see women in a group and you approach them, it's, you know, only polite etiquette to speak to all three of them, and, you know, and then you, you know, find the, you know, or horn in on the particular one you're interested in, but you don't just come in there and interrupt their conversation. And
yeah, like the other women,
you know,
are invisible.
And then just,
okay,
you know, move in on one.
Well, it might be invisible to him because he might be so captivated by that one particular woman's beauty.
Yeah.
Okay,
that
sure.
Was good.
But did he come up to her and just ask her to dance? If he comes up to her and then just ask her to dance and pull her out of the group, that's different. But if you stand up there and you start a conversation with one woman and the other two are sitting there and they might have been all three in the middle of a conversation before you walked up on them, then you just, you know,
rude.
Yeah, you just blocked the conversation and you took it over and you pulled one of the people up out of the conversation. So that's rude.
Okay.
But if you come there and generally introduce yourself to all three of them and you just, you know, speak to the three of them, and like I said, then you decide that there's one particular one you want to talk to, that's a little different.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who, 481, are you on? 481, you got your hand up. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, so what they're saying is the etiquette of the move is, KDD, you're going to be the subject of conversation after you leave anyway, so you might as well address the whole group when you come up.
Okay.
Is that right?
Okay.
Is that right, ladies?
Yes,
the etiquette
correct.
To address the entire group. You can, ladies, may I buy you all a drink, and then you try to spirit away the one that was juicy and leave the Buffalo Rivers alone, because it was Buffalo Rivers.
Hey, Reg, speak up. Say that again, brother, so they can be real clear. Go on.
It was a Buffarilla trap in the beginning. So you have to address them all as a group, and then you try to spirit away the one that was the object of your affection because it was like a trap. They just come up there with the ones that couldn't get a date, any attention, just to try to have somebody come over and talk to them. You know the deal. It's a trap.
Okay. Now, and there's always the one where, you know what I mean, the cute one is always there with the two wing women who are less attractive, and they're the one who are always starting the mess anyway, talking about, let's go. We got to go. But after I done... And you're like, where you got to go? Ain't nobody even trying to talk to you. I'm trying to holler at the cute girl. She don't want to talk to you.
And then the one that's thirsty, got some more deep all throat, wanted to buy the most expensive thing on the doggone
menu. On the menu. And I'm going to put this out there too, KDD. Even after you're being a gentleman, like, let's buy the ladies a drink. You already know who you want to talk to. You just made the key point. The other two bufferinos on the end trying to be out of the most expensive drinks at the bar. I didn't even like you know how. Hold on.
Bufferinos?
Hold on. 714, get in on this. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let me let 714 up here. 714, hold on. I'm trying to get you on the switchboard trip.
I got it.
Okay. Turn the left for me.
714-808, you're on.
Hi. Yeah, this is OC calling in. And you know, the problem I have with men is they don't come in with their brain. You know, I was out one evening and the gentleman approached me and I said, you know, he introduced himself and he wanted to know my name. And I said, hey, I tell you what, tell me no lies. And, you know, I'll never look at you, you know, different. And he said, what? I said, if you ever lie to me, I'll never look at you the same. And he just looked at me bizarre and walked off.
You probably just avoided a serial killer. Be glad.
Well, I don't know.
Thank God.
Men just approaching me. It's okay. You know, I've been there and done that, and men approach you with no, you know, respectable you know, motive. You know, I don't play that. I don't like to get caught up in the drama of life. Okay, my thing is, before I was going to relinquish my name, like I told him, hey, if you ever lied to me, I'll never look at you the same. And I made him look at himself on that. And I figured that when he walked away.
You did good.
Okay, let me ask you something. When you said to him if he ever lied to you, was this like the first conversation that you had with him, or
really,
how did
yes.
that come about? How did that come about? I mean, he just came up to you and said, "Hi, how you doing?" And you said, "If you ever lied to me or something," how did that come about?
Well, he came, you know, approached me, you know, and I'm like, you know, I wasn't feeling positive about the whole thing and thought it was a bit odd for him to even approach a lady like myself. And he walks over to me and he introduces himself, and I look at him real good, real quick, from head to toe, and say, if you lied to me, I'll never look at you the same. You know, because I figured, hey, he looked like he was probably dragging, you know, didn't have anything to really talk about, just approaching a woman because he saw her sitting out there.
Okay, and that
and
was
I
the first. When he, let me ask you, I want to be clear. I want to be clear. When he spoke to you, that was the first thing that you said to him, if you
yes.
ever lied to me?
Yes. He didn't need to know my name. He didn't need to know anything about me if he wasn't on the real. You know, check yourself before you try to get with me.
I can understand that.
A lot of men, they're approaching women, no respectable motive, just doing it because they're out or looking for a good time. I'm not a good time woman. So my thing was,
damn.
Yeah, you check yourself
mm-hmm.
literally right here in my presence before you go any further.
You're never a good time woman? Never?
No,
so
everything
you just,
I do is this.
So you just got that right from the beginning.
Did you threaten to break this man's ankles or something?
Well, I'm just right. You know, my thing is, I've had men come into my world. You know, I opened my front door, let these people in, and I'm sorry I did it. I would have been better off if it was a robber and he came in here to rob me. At least he was up front. But these other people, they're coming up, and, you know, like I said, they don't have any respectable motives, trying to convince you that everything's everything, and as soon as you open your front door and let them in, you're caught up in all kind of drama.
That's called the devil in the details. The devil is in the details. Always remember that.
Was I respected him for walking away, didn't push it, and I was good.
He just said he smoked it alive, so next.
You
well,
know,
yeah,
and,
you did what
and
you
I,
felt was right.
Yeah, say the same thing to everyone that approaches me at this point. You know, you don't need to know my name. You don't need to know nothing about me. You need to know something about yourself before you actually try to know me. If you lie to me, I'll never look at you the same. Take a moment, think about it before you take this.
Woo. To put that out up front is kind of like, woo, you wondering like, okay, what's? But hold on, 714, hold on. Lady Joy.
Yes.
There's a question in the chat room, and I guess it's for you.
Uh-huh.
There's a lady who was asking if you have any advice for shy women who are just getting back into the game. You want to give them some game about getting back into the nightlife?
Well, sure. If you're shy, you know, if you want to get back in the game, you're going to have to get rid of that shyness, because this is 2009 and everything is just out there right now. I mean, like, you don't have to be out there and just put your feelings out there or you know, just be wild about it. Just be yourself, but you have to come out of that shyness. If you see someone that you would like to approach, go up to them and say, introduce yourself. Hi, how you doing? You know? You ain't got to be all wild and everything, and pick your place where you want to go. I mean, like, it could be anywhere. You could be in a grocery store. You could be at the gas station. You know, if you want to get back in the game, you got to get the shyness out the way, because it's not about being shy no more. It's about being assertive. Just be assertive. Be confident. You got to have that confidence because confidence shows. And if you're kind of shy, wallflower, they're going to walk past you like you're not even there.
All right. So I hope Lady Joy kind of cleared that up for you, you know what I mean? Once again, the call-in number 646-929-2870. You want to say something, press the number 1. We'll gladly let you in. And if you're on the Internet listening to the show and you want to chat, we'll just come on and log in so we can see you and holler at us. My man Reg will gladly get at you. KD, you there? You done got mighty quiet on us.
So, yeah,
I'm still here.
So you just taking it all in? This week we are without Dr. Mandrake, but we do miss him. You know, normally he comes on here and does the astrology with us, but we still got mad love for you, Dr. Mandrake, you know what I mean? So
he said he'll be there. He said he just running a little late today.
Oh, okay. All right. So, you know, I mean, we still got mad love for him.
Tony.
Yeah.
This is Red. I got a question.
Go ahead.
Well, I know it ain't. I wanted to add something to what Joy said. You know, Noosa Game was asking about women being shy, but there are men out there that are shy, too. Getting rid of shyness, if it's something that has always been a part of you, you know, ain't that easy. So maybe, you know, just try to start a conversation with people about something that's easy to talk to, like, easy to talk about, you know, basically like, you know, how long you've been in the city, you know, you know where you're from, that kind of thing. Just learn the art of conversation. That's a good way of overcoming shyness.
That's true. That's true, too. But still, you know, you first have to be assertive. You have to be able to want to go and approach someone, you know, because if you're shy, it's not going to work for you. You got to have get that confidence in yourself. It's like, I can do this. You know, I can walk up to somebody and start a conversation.
Yeah,
you got to have confidence in yourself.
I want to add on to the
compliment.
I want to add on to both those comments. They are also true. But to get rid of shyness, and in my book, you know, Player Step Your Game Up, I think it's Playerology. I talk about practicing. And a lot of times you have to practice and you have to understand something. I know that if you're shy, you're very, you know, your emotions get hurt very easily. But understand this, rejection is a part of life. You can't use it to make it break you. It should only make you stronger.
Exactly.
It's not everybody that you speak to is going to appreciate your conversation and you, but you can't let that push you back into the closet. So, you know, if you take away anything from what Lady Joy and Reg is saying about getting your confidence together and conversating, make sure you add this to the equation. Don't let the first, second, or third rejection shut you down, and you're going to pull back into your shell, because then you're going to be spending a lot of nights with KY Jelly and movies. You understand what I'm saying?
Can you think of anything else it's good for, you know?
You know what I mean? So you got to get out, socialize a little bit, start off small. It's not your first or second or third venture that might click. And, you know, you got to get rid of these fantasies. And a lot of us figure, yeah, well, I've summed up the courage, and tonight is the night.
Mm-hmm.
And you get out there, and the guy you tried to talk to just brushed you off, or the girl you tried to talk to, you got to have that swagger. You got to have that swagger to yourself, and it's not everybody you speak to that's going to appreciate it, and that's their loss, especially if you're a good person.
Tony, can I make a comment as well? You know, when you talk about practice, if you practice giving people a compliment just as a general way of life, if you just make it a habit of finding something good to say about whatever you see, you know, somebody, you know, doing, or whatever, you know, just a genuine positive comment, that gives you practice so that when you see somebody you really want to talk to, you know what works and what doesn't. And that's just, it'll help, you know, help you get through life as well. Just to, you know, give people a little shout out whenever you can, and people will appreciate you being around. That's one way of getting rid of shyness.
Straight up. You know what I mean? And that's so well put. Now, they see, can a player play rises to the occasion? Again, we don't just get on here and talk shit. We good at it. We talk a lot of shit on here, but can a player play is more about life, playing the game of life. That's why we try to talk about things and address things from the male and female perspective. So I hope whoever sent us that question, we gave you some small measure of confidence. And, you know, we're here every Sunday for you, ain't we, Lady Joy? Go on and tell them.
Every Sunday we are here from 2:30 to 4. And once again, the phone number is 646-929-2870. Give us a call because we want to hear from you. Everybody's got an opinion, and one person's opinion might help somebody else out.
There you go, and that's what it's all about. That's why we on here. Reg, you going to say something, brother?
No. I would just play a deuce of the game just to thank for that little bit of advice, you know, just to take it and hope you can use it. But you're right, man. We're here to help. The whole thing about etiquette, I think we talked when we first started talking in this this subject, is, you know, where are we going to go from here? We know about what not to do, and it's fun and funny to talk about that. But new rules for etiquette. We need to figure out how to make better contacts and do more networking with each other. And it doesn't always have to be about a sexual relationship. It's just relationships that, you know, good friends, good connections for business and common interests and that type of thing. You know, that's important. And out of that comes, you know, the relationship.
And in the nightclubs, you know what I mean, a nightclub can be more than just a hookup spot. A nightclub can be somewhere you go to chill out and, you know, you get your mind away from, you know, a bad relationship, a stressful week, and it's a good social environment if you let it be that. You know what I mean?
It can be a good release.
It's a good release. There you go, Lady Joy. You up in there, good music, good company. The bartender ain't cheating you on the liquor. You tasting the yak you paid for, not just the damn Coke. You know what I mean? So that can be a release, you know what I mean? And there's certain ways, like for fellas, you know what I mean? You fellas out there need to go get my book. It's got nightclub etiquette in there. Play a step your game up. One of the things that I tell you is don't just hit on everything that walk by you. Because trust me, all the women in the club notice that. You know what I mean? If you talk to A, B, C, by the time you get to D, she already got her defense mechanism up because she's like, oh, I'm just your afterthought. Nah, I saw you hit on them three broads before me. So you can't be like, nah, baby.
Dude. Tony.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get that word broad out of your vocabulary, okay?
Well, I knew she was going to get you, boy.
Okay. We done talked about this before, okay?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm glad you're not near me right now, but you know what? I'm going to slap myself for you.
Yeah, it might not be hard enough for me, though.
Yes.
Okay,
you know
and
I mean? But,
I think we had some other ladies on there that wanted to say something, too.
Okay, go ahead. Where they at? Ladies?
This is Passion, and I was just going to say that going back to what you guys were saying about being shy, I completely agree with everything that was said because if you're shy, you're nothing but a target for all the unwanted attention that
mm-hmm.
you might receive from people who are choosing you. So you got to step up the game, like you guys were saying, and, you know, be able to pick and choose the different individuals you want to make connections with. And so if you're stuck at being shy, you're going to be, you know, the one who's always chosen, and it's not going to always be the type of individual you're looking to meet.
Exactly.
So definitely, if you're going back out there, you've got to be willing to get into the game and, you know, start looking for what you're looking for out there.
Yeah, because a weakling can be spotted. So if you
real
weak,
easy.
It real easy. If you weak and you shy and timid and not sure yourself, oh, they're going to be all over you like white on rice, baby. So, like I said, have that confidence.
Straight up, and, you know, practice makes perfect.
And your $6.
Here he go.
Yeah, boy, that boy got issues. I don't know what's wrong with that boy. You know what I mean? Also,
you
know, when
they don't want you to look, so golly.
There he go. He's back on that again.
But, you know, in a real way, though, you know, life in itself, you know, I tell people this all the time. At the end of the day, life comes with an expiration date. And if you spend life in the passenger seat of your car, somebody else is driving the vehicle for you. And I know we can all talk. We've all had our awkward moments, and we've had to live and learn. Don't be afraid of the lessons that life is going to teach you. Learn from them. Don't let them break you. That which don't break you will only make you stronger.
Exactly.
Seriously. And that's some real talk right there. And
Lady Joy, we're coming winding down to the last minutes of the show. Another question somebody asked. They say you always mention that you're in the entertainment business for a long time. Go on and tell the good folks your background in the entertainment and how long you've been in the game.
I've been in entertainment over 20 years. Worked in different cities in radio. I'm out here in Vegas. I really like Vegas, and it has a lot to offer. Being in the industry, it's fun. It can be lucrative, but a lot of times being a female, it's like you got to do more, you know, to be accepted into the game. When I first moved to California from Cleveland, I went to a nightclub and asked the DJ if I could spin records. And so I spun records for a while. He asked me to come back because I did my thing. And but then he didn't want to pay me. You know, I'm a professional, so, no, I'll do this once or twice. But after that, you know, I want to get paid, you know. I'm not going to just be up in here just doing that because you want me to. But being a female in this business, it can be very hard, but it can be lucrative too. And one thing I tell a lot of females that want to get into the business, you got to be strong, because a lot of times you'll get played because you are a female. Don't let nobody play you. You know, if they can't hire you on your attitude, your experience alone, you don't even need to be there. Because I've been approached many different times about, well, hey, baby, you know, I can hire you, but you got to do this. No. It's not that kind of party, you know. So it's a very lucrative business. It's a very fun business, but you got to be strong, and you just got to go for it.
All right, all right, all right. Well, we're winding down to the last minutes of the show. Once again, it was, you know, a great open forum for men and women to get at each other. We talked about some things. We're finishing up on last week because the conversation just went on and on, and we could probably do 10 shows about this because there's so many stories to be told from the nightclub perspective. But Cat Daddy, my man, tell the good folks where they can get at you at and what's good in your life.
Oh, man, that's a good question. LamontAtWorldMovement.com is where you can get at me. Also, I am indie.biz.
All right. Okay, okay. Brother Reg, where you at? Where can the good folks get at you at?
Reg?
Where did Reg go?
No telling where he's at. He's probably
okay.
Trying to find some nightclub to go to.
Or Fluffy Delicious.
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello, hello?
Yes, yes. Yeah, we were
asking, man.
You. Tell. I thought Fluffy Delicious got you.
You got jokes.
But anyway, tell the good folks how to get at you and what you got going on, Brother Reg.
You hit me up at Reg, R-E-J-J, at IEA.biz. That's the Independent Entertainers Association. You know, 80% of the entertainment industry is independent. And we put the association for those people, for the music that you love and the fans. We're having a used concert April 4th at the end of the pavilion. You can check out the information at the website, www.iea.biz. Hit me up. Peace.
Oh, for sure. And this is your boy, Pretty Tone, once again. Can a Player Play? We come to you live every Sunday at 2:30. We talk about life. We talk about relationships, sex.
Where can we get the book at?
Brother, why are you interrupting me, brother? Why are you all up in mind like that, brother?
Cause
you're
I
right.
I want to know where we can get the book at.
Oh,
and
for
then
sure,
you
though.
Didn't tell them where they can contact me either.
There you go. So, brother, sister, Lady Joy, go on and tell the good folks where they can get at you.
You can get at me at Exquisite News, EXQUISITENEWS, at AOL.com.
As
got
usual, you know what I mean?
KD
got issues.
Say?
I ain't
what
gonna repeat what he said. I ain't in that. But you know,
you know what? I'm gonna meet you outside, homie. Okay, me and you, parking lot. Okay.
Ella, but you can grab the book. You know what I mean? Play a sip your
but
game.
Look at her eyes.
Or or Playology, you can go to www.amazon.com. You can go to worldmovement.com to get your copy of the book. You can always get at me at, you know, prettytonylv@blogspot.com. You know what I mean?
What,
get at your
what
boy.
Was that again?
prettytonylv.blogspot.com. If you want to see, you know, I got my opinions, how I feel about life. I talk to all my folks from my blog. Get at me. You know what I mean? Or you can hit me up, tony@worldmovement.com. You know, me and K. Diddy, we share the same web space, even though, like, I'm putting this public service disclaimer out there. He crazy.
Yes, he is.
It ain't got nothing to do with me. It ain't got nothing to do with me. And once again, our folks over there at IEA are putting on this huge concert in April. Check them out, IEA.biz. Brother Lamont, what was the name of the new website you got going, brother?
IamIndie.biz.
You know what I mean? And
why I got to be crazy, that's what I'm trying to say. Don't be jealous of the knowledge.
No, he's just speaking the truth, home bucket.
Okay. I'm putting it out there, you know what I mean?
Just because y'all had barbecue ribs today don't give you no right to talk about me.
Now, see, there he goes, talking off the side of his neck again.
I'm going to put all y'all's links on the page, so next week everybody who logs in will be able to get all the contact information right off the page. I'm going to do that today.
Sounds good.
Oh, see, my brother Reg handling it as usual. You know what I mean? Good folks, tell them the name of the show.
Can I play?
We here every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Lady Joy, Brother Reg, K. Diddy, your boy Pretty Tony. You know what I mean? Can a player play, baby?
Play, baby.
Can a player play?
Can a player play?
Yeah, it was barely.
Love it.